San Diego Unified's tech crackdown, real benefits, unexamined costs. 1 week into the 2026-27 school year, San Diego Unified's technology restrictions are fully operational. YouTube is blocked by default on district-issued Chromebooks unless a teacher explicitly enables it for instruction. Non-instructional gaming is blocked. And computer carts have been removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. Students with IEPs, 504 plans, or language learning needs retain appropriate device access under carve-outs the district built in from the start. The enrollment picture is meanwhile striking. The district enrolled 1,950 new students in July alone, following 1,083 in June, blowing past its annual recruitment target of 1,309 students before August began. More than 71% of the class of 2026 met the district's college or career readiness standard. The enrollment surge warrants scrutiny. San Diego Unified has lost more than 17,500 students since 2014, and nearly half its schools operate below 70% capacity. Whether the recent recruitment gains represent genuinely new families choosing the district or partly reflect re-enrollments of students who had fallen off the active roster will matter significantly for how the district plans capacity and for the proposed $3.5 billion construction bond on the November ballot. The technology policy rests on a well-supported premise. Research increasingly links unstructured screen time during instruction to lower attention and weaker academic performance. But the policy's strongest counterargument is that it targets access while leaving the underlying conditions of engagement unchanged. Blocking YouTube does not make a lesson more compelling. It removes one escape route while leaving others intact. Meanwhile, teachers who routinely used short video clips for context setting now face added friction to enable that access, a friction that will, in practice, reduce how often it happens, potentially at the expense of visual and English language learners. An equity dimension compounds the concern. Students from lower-income households are disproportionately likely to encounter educational video content only at school. Blocking it in the classroom does not simply remove distraction. For some students, it removes an instructional resource unavailable at home. The district has committed to a January assessment and a May annual review, which represents good practice. But the political incentives surrounding the policy, championed unanimously by the board and embraced publicly by Superintendent Bagula, skew heavily toward reporting its successes. A meaningful January assessment would focus on reading fluency, comprehension, and English language learner progress, not merely behavioral proxies like disciplinary incidents and screen time reduction. If the district's own review leans on the latter, that should prompt residents to push for more.